Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is recorded from our gospel lesson, Luke chapter 8. And as he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." The parable of the sower is a very familiar one, recorded in several places in Scripture. And it's easily understood because Jesus himself provides us with the explanation. So the focus of the parable seems to be upon the seed, which, as Jesus tells us, is the Word of God. The critical point for us is, what is the nature of that seed, the Word of God? And then, on the other hand, the powers that oppose the seed, which could be summarized in Luther's terminology, the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. It is this, the unholy Trinity, that seeks to prevent the hearing of the word and the understanding of that word. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear with understanding so that the seed of the word may be fruitful. Jesus gives his own disciples understanding about the seed because they soon will be going out and spreading the seed of that word. He wants them to be knowledgeable of what they will be facing out there. He is preparing them for the fact that many will reject that word. And they have already witnessed those who have rejected Jesus and the word that he spoke. And that kind of rejection would only increase. Jesus had already met the old evil foe head on in the wilderness, and Satan's attacks would continue. So Jesus taught in parables to conceal and to reveal. Parables use common elements to describe the kingdom of God in action. To those who understood, the parables would draw them into a closer relationship with Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. They would have a deeper understanding of the workings of the kingdom. But for those who reject the word and the word made flesh, the parables only would bring them more confusion and more misunderstanding. This parable of the sower is meant to strengthen disciples and at the same time warn them. God is the sower, and the seed is the word of God. The sowing of the word of God is entirely God's initiative. It is his seed, and the seed is intended for what he directs it. And he wants the kingdom to grow. It is as the Lord spoke through the prophet Isaiah, "So shall my word be that goes forth out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." So the word is powerful. The seed is powerful. That same word was spoken at creation, "Let there be," and it was. This is the word that creates faith in the heart. This is the same word joined together with those earthly elements of water, bread, and wine. The word of God does what God has intended it to do. Now, God's word is not only the spoken word, but it is also the word incarnate, the word made flesh, who comes to you through human words. Both the spoken word and the word made flesh can be snatched away by the devil. It can be rejected. And so this becomes a reality check for us. Yes, the word can be lost. Don't be complacent about the word. The word can even be lost to us. At the same time, this parable brings us comfort. So as you listen to the word, it does produce faith, and it strengthens faith. For it is the word of God, and it does what God intends it to do. And that is that that word does not return empty. It shall accomplish what he sent it out to do. And this is God's word of promise for us. In the parable, Jesus works understanding about the mystery of the kingdom. It no longer requires the visible presence of a sower. Now he comes to you through the Spirit and dwells within you through word and sacrament. The seed brings to fruition your salvation in Christ. That seed assures you that your sins are forgiven and that you have a place in God's eternal kingdom. That precious seed was planted in your heart at your baptism. Through the water and the spoken word, you were made a child of God. You were made, in terms of the parable, good soil. And that seed continues to be planted through the ministry of his church. In the divine service here, the Spirit-driven word continues to be planted in your hearts and your lives. God is the one who takes the initiative in planting. And why is that? Because you were born sinful. You were born dead in your trespasses and sins. And in that condition, there's no way that you are able to plant that seed in yourself. And so God takes the initiative. He is the one who sows that seed. His word of law breaks your hard, cold, stony hearts and turns them into that good soil. Where the seed of the gospel is sown, faith in Jesus grows and matures. This parable is meant for you, so that like the disciples, you hear to understand. The parable is meant to draw you closer to your Savior. And like the disciples, you are warned of how that seed can be snatched away from you. The evil one will attempt to tear what has been sown away from your heart. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. The troubles of this world, persecution, all those things may cause you to waver in your faith and maybe even lose your faith. The riches of this world may lure you away, just as worries and the cares of this world may cause you to lose your faith. God gives you this picture of reality, so that you will not be discouraged when these things afflict you and the people around you. At times of affliction, remember your baptism. Remember that in your baptism, that powerful seed was planted in your heart. And in that baptism, he has made you good soil. And that seed will continue to yield bountiful fruit. You can be confident in the effectiveness of that word. And that seed, that same seed that was planted in our hearts, is broadcast throughout the world. You see, it seems that this sower is rather indiscriminate about where he's spreading that seed. Now, a farmer or a gardener would know on what soil to spread the seed, and they probably would shake their heads at this parable. But the sower is, to borrow a term from the Gospel of Luke, another parable, the sower is a prodigal broadcaster. He's wasteful. He's extravagant with that seed. The seed is spread on all kinds of soil, even the most unthinkable. For that seed has the power of God to bring any soil to fruition. That seed is to be taken to the ends of the earth, to all nations. Jesus tells his church to disseminate this seed, trusting in God to give the growth where and when he wills. For God the Father wants all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of salvation. For God's grace is for everyone. Everyone who hears that word and believes can be certain that Jesus gives them eternal life. God the Father has appointed this time, and he has set aside this place to hear his voice, to hear that word. Today, find your rest in the word, where you find God's joy and his peace and his forgiveness. Be diligent in hearing the word together as a community of believers. For this word is living, that is, it gives life, and it is effective, that is, it produces what God wants to happen. It is like a scalpel in that it cuts to the innermost of a human being with exact precision, discerning the condition of the human heart. It is the word alone that can reach the hardened heart with the healing grace and mercy of Christ. As you hear God's word today, and as you prepare to receive the sacrament, may you see in the divine service the foretaste of that feast to come. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.